Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring one of my favorite folks in the whole world in to be on the show with us. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, is here. She's the president of the Galen Institute. I've been saying that to you for over 15 years. She's already had her 15th anniversary with us as an outstanding founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And for over 15 years, she's been right here on the show talking to us about the virtues and the benefits of free market healthcare solutions. Nobody knows more about it than Grace Marie. She's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
And I have been a fan of you, Jim, and this wonderful show for 15 years and the unique value you bring to small businesses to really help them. It's like you're like their consultant, their daily briefing, their morning meeting. You're so great.
Thanks, Grace Marie. I appreciate that very much. Hey, Grace Marie, you've been watching the news lately, and we all heard, in fact, you probably were one of the first people to tell us that the IRS was going to become the enforcer of Obamacare, that especially when it converted from a penalty into a tax, thanks to Chief Justice Roberts, that the IRS was going to be enforcing and keeping up with the compliance with Obamacare. And you've got some news for us about the power that the IRS is going to be given from as a result of Obamacare.
We have a list, an article that includes a list at the top of our website at galen.org of the 47 new powers of the IRS to enforce parts of Obamacare, including key parts. And the employer mandate, the mandate that employers provide health insurance, mm-hmm. they have more than 50 employees, and the individual mandate that all of us have to have right. health insurance, except for some affordability provisions. Those are only two of the 47 powers of the IRS. Several IRS officials have testified before Congress saying that this completely changes the mission of the organization, mm-hmm. and they are very frightened about being able to enforce Obamacare and still do their job of raising taxes to fund the federal government. If this
so the IRS is concerned about is having to assume these powers.
Yes. How are we going to do this? They have to get monthly reports from businesses, Jim.
That's for the employer mandate.
For the employer mandate about who has coverage, does it meet
monthly
Washington
small business owners' monthly reports?
Monthly reports.
Yes.
And again, this is certain thresholds, but then they have to be able. Once somebody, you go through this long application process, and then you get some subsidy. They then have to tell the IRS which health plan you want. So that they can then send your subsidy to that health plan on a monthly basis.
But it has to be a health plan that is compatible with the Obamacare's way Obamacare thinks about health care.
Absolutely, the government's deciding what health coverage you have to have, not you deciding what you want.
Right, and the IRS gets to verify that compliance, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. And that's just one of the 47. What's an example of another one of the new powers?
Well, they've got, of course, 20 of them are these new taxes that they have to raise so that they can, the 10% or the 2.5% taxes on medical devices,
right.
the 10% tax on tanning salons.
Now, didn't they have they not successfully struck down the medical tax?
No.
Really?
No.
I thought they got struck down.
The House has taken a vote, never going to get through the Senate. The president says he won't sign it, says we need that money. And he's mad at these people because they didn't go come to the table and play along and say we're going to support this law. He said they got a punitive tax.
And, folks, that tax
is
on sales revenue.
Yeah.
It's on top of it hits it's calculated on the top line, right, Grace Marie? For anybody who makes a medical, and you know what, Grace Marie, a lot of people don't realize this. Many hundreds, maybe thousands, of medical device companies are small businesses.
Right.
I mean, real small businesses, like with 20 or 30 employees.
Right. So they have to, and it, you know, what are some of these other powers?
Hold on that thought, Grace Marie. We're going to get into that some more, folks. We're going to get into that. I'm going to ask Grace Marie to reconcile all of these new powers, all this new expectations of IRS, the IRS, reconcile all that with some of the new revelations that we've been hearing about in the last week or so. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Grace Marie Turner. Stay with us.
You back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.